This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, May 21. What shall we do? Our reading today comes from Acts, chapter 2. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge. And you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, I saw the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest in hope. Because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, you will not let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Fellow Israelites, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet and knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was to come, he spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that he was not abandoned to the realms of the dead, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Therefore let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. With many other words he warned them, and he pleaded with them, Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. As Peter stands before the crowd, the Holy Spirit guides his words. Jesus promised this guidance when he said, I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. And when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, and he will tell you what is yet to come. Peter's message is therefore rooted in the promises of God and the fulfillment of those promises in Christ. He recalls the words of the prophet Joel, which contain not only the promises of God's Spirit poured out on all people, but also an invitation to call on the name of the Lord and be saved. Who is the Lord? It is Jesus, whom the people crucified. By weaving back and forth from the promises of God and the life of Jesus, Peter builds his case to this key point. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. And the people ask, What shall we do? Peter then guides these listeners to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And they receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Pressing further, he urges and pleads with others to call on the Lord's name. And about 3,000 people believe and are baptized. Pray with me. Dear God, may our hearts always be open to your gospel message. Our sins brought Jesus to the cross, and he paid the price to save us from eternal death. Thank you for the grace that comes through salvation in Jesus. Amen.
This is today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.